The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And a good Friday morning to you, and no relation to the first day of April, but we will welcome in our legislative team, and Mr. Dunlap, once again, good morning, sir.
That was a very sly comment, Charlie, but thank you for having us.
I'm really trying to make fun of the French a little bit, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, make fun of the French or politicians. I'm not sure which is more fun.
I guess it depends on whether you're a Frenchman. Yes.
Well, Charlie, thank you for having us. It's actually been an uplifting week at the Capitol. It seems that we're making progress, especially in terms of the budget. Now, I want listeners out there to know that when we talk about working on the budget, we're working on the budget in small groups, and we're working on budgets throughout the session. And so if you have a notion of some kind, something to the contrary, where work's not being done, that's just simply not the case. But it's difficult to get satisfying information out there, because ultimately we'll have an opportunity to vote on the proposals after all the discussion has been had. And so that's yet to come in the future. But progress has been made this week, and it's been a very encouraging week in that regard. We have one more week in the House to hear Senate bills that have come over. And so that includes some very popular Senate bills that a lot of people are watching, which is one in case, and for instance, that's on the House side right now, Senator Ford's bill to do away with the end of instruction testing in Oklahoma. And I know a lot of people are really excited about that. I just had a conversation this morning in a Rotary Club with the principal of the Bartlesville High School, and I was very excited to tell her that we're dealing with that. And I was told they're in the middle of testing right now. They're in need of volunteers. But as a contrast to what has to go on now, which is the displaced schedule in terms of buildings and rooms and classes, for over a period of 2 weeks, they gave the standardized test with paper and pencil, the way we all took it, mm-hmm. going through, and they finished within one morning. A couple weeks ago when they gave the ACT to all the juniors, or I guess it was the SAT to all the juniors. And so there's a lot better solution out there than what we're doing now, and we are excited to get that off the House floor on the way to the governor, and hopefully she'll be excited. Senator Ford probably has more insight into that than I do, but that's one of the bills that we're dealing with on the House side right now. So.
Okay, well, that's encouraging. Thanks. Moving along well. And Chairman of the Senate Education Committee, Mr. Ford, good morning, sir.
Good morning. It is a wonderful morning. I think the trees are about 2 weeks different between Bartlesville and Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. Because a couple of weeks ago, the Bradford pear, a lot of the trees were blooming. And up here, it is absolutely beautiful. Walk outside in the morning, hear the birds. It's good to be home. But Charlie, as Travis said, next week is our last week of hearing in the Senate, of hearing House bills in committee. I think I have 14 or 15 House bills scheduled for Education Committee meeting Monday morning. All of us sat on 3 to 5 different committees, so we're getting exposed to a lot of bills, get a lot of input from constituents, and it's interesting how some bills seem very straightforward, but somehow if a group that is either opposed or supporting a bill gets some wrong information out, but they have a wide distribution network, boy, we spend a lot of time just trying to help citizens understand what's truly in a bill and not something that they saw someplace. And that's the way the process works. We need to make sure that we're getting feedback from our constituents, and we need to make sure that we're able to communicate and let our constituents know exactly what we believe a bill will do, why we support it, why we don't support it, and if we don't support it, what are some of the things that we can do through the amendment process to make it more palatable. So that's a big part of what we're doing. We're not spending much time on the floor of the Senate this week. You know, we have some formalities. We're hearing a few bills, but mostly it is in committees. And then as in the House, we've had 2 or 3 fairly significant caucuses this week, talking about budgets, bringing some of the agency directors in to make sure we understand what the impact to their agencies and the citizens they serve will be. And then just internal discussions, both small groups and large groups, on these are the different alternatives. If you do this, this is the other consequence. And it's, you know, kind of like you have at home on your own budget. If all of a sudden finances are difficult and maybe you have the full array of DirecTV or Cable One, well, the first thing you probably cut out are maybe some of the premium networks, and then maybe you cut out some other things. So that's what we're doing today, is going through all the alternatives, because I always say that Oklahoma has limited resources and unlimited demands for those resources. And what the legislature does is allocate those available dollars, and we try to make sure that we're allocating them in the best way for the citizens of Oklahoma. So we're just understanding, try to identify any unintended consequences if we make some cuts that we shouldn't make, and would rather identify that up front than wait till the end. But that's kind of a snapshot of where the Senate is.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'm not sure if you were alluding to Newton's laws of motions, but yes, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So good morning, Chairman Sears.
Good morning, Charlie, and good morning to our listeners. And again, thank you for allowing us to do this radio program, and quite frankly, and Phillips 66 for supporting it and giving us an opportunity to do this. You know what? The update on the budget, you just received, our listeners did, Charlie, just an excellent overview of what we're doing.
An article out, at least I've used it this morning, Speaker Hickman saying that K-12 education, that he didn't see support in the House for anything larger than a 5% cut to what was, more above and beyond what has already been
right.
cut.
And I'll comment about that, but I want our listeners to know, that was an excellent comments from both of Representative Dunlap and Senator Ford, because that's exactly what we're doing. It was a very good week, because all of those working groups, and we've received the information they want. So now all of our work and energy over the next several days will be, what is the package we want to put together, and what can we successfully put before both houses that will work for that will pass and continue in the well-being of Oklahoma. And some of those are challenges. Meaning getting the votes. They have just some members that we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about. You know, people, not everybody's going to get everything you want in this budget, and which that's every year. So again, just a good overview from both the members here. One thing that we kept hearing, the reason why we took the action that we did, Charlie, and again, the House and the Senate, we were hearing from superintendents just everywhere. Our members would come in and tell us these things. My school district's planning on, they're building budgets for next year of a cut of, 10, 12, 15%. And we just kept hearing that. So we met as a group, and the leadership did on both chambers, and said, we need to send a clear message. So for planning purposes, not wait till our school district, wait till the very end, and a lot of turmoil there. We just kind of drew a line in the sand and told the education establishment, your cut will not be above 5%, and quite frankly, we're going to do everything in our power to keep it lower. I can tell you today, the Senate has a budget that I've seen that has the education flat. I have one that has them flat. I also have one that has a cut to public education to 1.89. But Charlie, I can't tell you today that we can get that, simply because all these information that Representative Dunlap just talked about, we pull all these pieces together, and what can we get passed to help all of the state budgets. But we just felt it was imperative to let the education community know, for their planning this spring, 5%, and it won't be above that. Hopefully we get it down even more.
And I just want to clarify here, that's 5% above what has already been.
Right,
it's
right.
It's not 5% over what they were talking about this time last year.
No, exactly. It's 5%. I mean, they've already gone through a revenue failure of 7%. We put money back in, a supplement back into public education. Really, public education in 16's budget would have been, where we kept them flat last year, it's really about almost 2.35% cut. But again, when you put in the revolving funds, the rainy day funds, mm-hmm. the supplement, and so on. No, it'll be from the base that they're starting with now, be 5%. From that, we've said we won't go above that. But other than that, extremely busy, and I'm just so proud of both chambers. I mean, we're doing our due diligence, running all the traps. I mean, trying to balance a $1.3 billion. The senator made it, he just did an excellent job of that. And you said for every action, there's a reaction. And that's exactly correct. You know, it's easy to say, we'll just do this. But when you say, we'll just do this, trust me, there's a consequence over here that does this. And I am very proud that we're looking at all those things, the consequences. There was an announcement Tuesday or Wednesday, that there would be a rate cut in the healthcare authority. If they have to cut 15%, provider rates would be cut 25%. Charlie, that's big, that's huge, and that hurts our homes that are taking care of our senior citizens. Yeah. I can tell you, at the end of the day, we're not going to let that go to 25%. But on the same token, that's the reality that the director had to get out to simply say, if I have this big of a cut, this is what I'm going to have to do. And we can't allow that to happen. So a lot of information, a lot of communications, a lot of discussion is going on in regards to all these moving parts. And remember, we talk a lot about education, but Charlie, no one wants to talk about corrections. I get it. Those people have done some things that they shouldn't have done. Some of them are horrendous, and they need to be locked up and the key thrown away. But you just need to know that's a huge cost to the people of Oklahoma. And we're working on that as well in regards to what we can do of drugs. I think I've said this in a radio show, one or another. They're just a plague on our society. It's just awful. And they're just filling up our prisons. And we've got to, and we're trying to develop programs to help in regards to help us in that area.
And that prison population, and I know you talked about this before, partly, not all, but partly due to mandatory sentencing that legislatures in the past, with good intentions, have said, if you do this, you're going to do at least X number of years.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And we're not really looking at it. We're making some modifications in regards to opening that, not open, but allowing judges to have a little bit more flexibility. That's pretty well the gist of that issue there. But again, I could use, you know, public safety. I mean, just pick one.
We get it.
We know it. And I'll shut up and turn the radio over to someone else to simply say, I want our listeners to know we get it. We fully understand. It's frustrating. We care about every one of these budgets. We care about some more than others. I mean, there's no question education is a priority, but it's very difficult. But guess what? We're going to get through it, and it's all going to work out well.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chairman. Appreciate it. And I guess it's back to you.
Yeah, I'll give an update on some different subjects. I have the pleasure of serving as the House liaison to the Oklahoma Governor's International Team. And they have some events going on this week that are of note. And what this team does is it helps to promote international trade with Oklahoma businesses. And there's actually some amazing opportunities out there. And I've spoken about it publicly. I've given some presentations on the work that I've done with the Oklahoma-Israel Exchange, for instance, around the community. But this week, it's a significant week in Tulsa. They're having the Tulsa Global Alliance International Convention, or I'm not sure exactly what they call it, but they have some representatives from all over the world there in Tulsa this weekend working to promote opportunities for Oklahoma businesses to have overseas clients and also for international investment into the business climate here in Oklahoma. Oklahoma is an attractive place for business amongst those looking internationally to do business because of the low cost of doing business in Oklahoma. That is an attractive option. So that's one of the things that we're doing as a state to try to diversify our economy. And so I'm happy to be part of that. One of the efforts and one of the privileges I get as being the House liaison to that team is that I'm the host of the International Student Awareness Day at the Capitol. And that is happening this upcoming Monday. And it's a big event. Students from all over the state come in and we try to show them a good time and we try to teach them a little bit about how government works. But most importantly, we try to impress upon them that as they return back to their countries, these are all people on student visas, as they return back to their countries, remember us here in Oklahoma as you begin your business ventures and as you begin your interaction on a global scale. And I was able to host this event last year. We had a great time. We have some fun and new things that we're adding to the event this year. And this actually been sponsored by Phillips 66 in the past, same sponsor of this radio show. And so we just have a fabulous time, and I'm very happy to serve at the speaker's request as the liaison to that team.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And John, I don't know what you have in mind, but I want to mention at least that once you leave here, you're headed out of town to be a instructor on government.
I am. One of my grandsons in Bentonville, Arkansas, third grade classroom, they're starting a series on state government. And I've communicated with the teacher. She's provided me a list of questions from the students, and I've replied to those. And I have the opportunity to be in the classroom with that third grade class this afternoon and just talking about state government. So life doesn't get any better, Charlie.
It's a good thing.
Anyway, thanks for the hosting us, Phillips 66. We appreciate you very much. And for the listeners, we are now halfway through the session. By the Constitution, it's the first Monday in February through the last Friday in May. We've completed 2 months, so a lot of hard work ahead, but that's what you sent us down to do, and by golly, we're going to do it for you. Charlie, thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Capital Call on this Friday morning, April 1st, and Bruin Buzz on the way in just a moment.
At Phillips 66 Gas, we strive to bring you the best in performance gasoline. But now we want to find the Phillips 66 of other things. Like Pee Wee linebacker Holden Hansen. He tackles quarterbacks like we tackle dirty injectors. He dislodges pigskins like we dislodge engine deposits. That's why he's the Phillips 66 of Pee Wee linebackers. For the Phillips 66 of gas, visit your local Phillips 66 station. We've been working for over 80 years to bring you the best in performance gasoline.